It was a familiar sight as the UN and Arab League mediator Lakhdar Brahimi arrived for another round of talks. The opposition and government delegations held separate sessions with the mediator, and he canceled his usual news conference. The UN says the talks covered scheduling and the agenda for meetings expected to continue while the negotiators await a U.S.-Russia meeting on Friday. Those countries are the main backers of the two sides, but until now their delegations in Geneva had played a behind-the-scenes role. Middle East expert Reinhold Leenders of London's King's College says the big powers are trying to manage the Syria transition more effectively than they were able to manage other recent changes in the region, but they face significant obstacles.
You get a sense that they are trying to learn from mistakes in the past. The real obstacle is on the ground, given the rather complex situation.
That situation involving Syrian government troops and a variety of opposition forces, including Al-Qaeda-affiliated militants, makes it difficult to make any progress, even on humanitarian issues. International pressure finally forced some relief over the weekend for people in the city of Homs besieged by government forces. That had been a major topic of discussion during the first round of Geneva talks 2 weeks ago. But experts say much more humanitarian relief is needed there and elsewhere, and they say the difficulty of negotiating even a short-term truce in Homs shows yet again how hard it will be to reach the talks' main goal, a political settlement to end the war. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.